Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Robert Capuniai. Robert is with the Portland Fire Local 43 and their Coats for Kids program. Hey there, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hey, good morning, Gary. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, you're welcome. So the life of a firefighter this time of year, we were talking just before we started this interview, you have been incredibly busy, you say, the last couple of days, and the holiday season, I'm imagining, is pretty busy for firefighters.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a pretty common question I get, in my personal life, for people that just know me and know what we do, is, are we busier this time of year? To that, I typically say, throughout the year, we're just consistently busy. Because there's always, things happen, and we're an all hazards organization, and so we go on everything. But this time of year, it just changes what we're busy with, the types of emergencies we're going on, the types of need out in the community. So, but when we have weather events like we've had, the last couple, week or so, it definitely ramps up the call volume.
Yeah, I would imagine. So you're with Portland Fire Local 43. Which station is that?
Local 43 is our firefighters union. I'm a member of the executive board on the union, which is why I'm the head of the Coats for Kids program. Within the fire bureau, my assignment is at Station 4 downtown.
Okay, great. Good to know.
I'm a senior truck. I drive the truck downtown.
Okay, cool. What's that like? That's a big truck with a lot of bells and whistles on it.
I think the kid never came out of us as we grew up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love driving the ladder truck. There are interesting hazards, or it's interesting skill set to have to drive downtown. It's unique to anywhere else in the city with the width of the streets, and just the activity of people, bicyclists, scooters, cars, trains, streetcars, and just pedestrians. It's a lot to get around downtown, but we have we're well trained, and we have a lot of good experienced drivers of our rigs for the downtown crews. So it's something that you're super nervous about when you start, but you develop the skill to do it.
Nice. So the Portland Firefighters, you guys are really involved with a program called the Coats for Kids program, and this is kind of your baby. Tell me about the Coats for Kids program.
Yes, sir. Well, it's an amazing program. A few of our members started it. I think we are on our 16th year. So 16 years ago, our members just driving around in the wintertime particularly noticed, and they were stationed in Southeast, that, you know, they saw kids going to school in the rain and the cold without a coat on. And they thought, well, can we do something about that? Can we help? And so they came to our local, our union, and asked for just an initial donation. I think the initial donation was $500, and they went to the Head Start program, so the early learners, you know, pre-kindergarten kids program that was in their FMA, and said, hey, do you have kids that would benefit from us buying some coats for you? And obviously the teachers and the administrators of that program were thrilled to have the firefighters in and helping. And so that was the inception of this program, was just a few of our members caring and seeing a need in the community. And so they went out and they bought coats, and they went to the classrooms and they fitted the kids with fur coats and brought a fire rig over and talked to them about fire safety and things like that. And everybody involved just had a really great time, and a need was met. From there, they decided they would start fundraising, because the firefighters had a great time. They felt really good about helping those kids, and they saw that there was a much bigger need. So they started fundraising to try to expand. And through that, you know, 16 years later, through amazing business partners like your agency, KGON, and another business partner we have in the Paul Davis Company, we've increased our fundraising efforts to this year, thankfully. We feel blessed that we were actually, for the first time, able to help every single child within the Early Learners program in the entire Portland metro area, which this year was 958 kids.
That's amazing. Whoa.
We were thrilled, and obviously the teachers and the principals and the parents within those schools were so thankful. That's 14 programs across the city.
Wow! Congratulations, that's awesome.
Thank you, sir. It felt very good.
So you guys do you raise this money, you buy some coats for kids, and you do a distribution day. Tell me, when is distribution day, and what is that day like?
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite time of the year. My whole family is involved. My wife takes off work. My children come down. My children are adults now, but they're involved, and other firefighters, and they bring their kids. It's just such an amazing experience. We typically do it in November, about mid-November, just before Thanksgiving break, but because we have to wait until after September school starts, and then coordinating with all of those programs to determine their kind of population level, like how many kids do they have. And then within that, the teachers are very good about helping us figure out how many sizes of different coats we have to buy, right? Because at that age level, the kids drastically vary in size from year to year.
And they change size pretty quickly too.
Oh my gosh, so quickly. So we usually give it till just before Thanksgiving for the teachers to kind of gather that information. And we pick a day that works where, and the Fire Bureau has been very supportive in allowing companies, fire stations, to go to the program that's within their area to be part of it. And then, you know, I gather my volunteers. I put it out to our membership, to my brothers and sisters, to see who would like to. And I always have a huge turnout, because they all have participated and they know what a rewarding experience it is. So then the day of, you know, I usually rent a U-Haul and we load up all these boxes of coats that we had purchased. And we drive from program to program all over the city. We spend about an hour and a half-ish at each program. And the teachers bring the kids in class by class. And that is the best part, to see them lined up, and we set up the room, you know, usually in a cafeteria or whatever, and we set up a table and we put all these brand new coats laid out by size, and the kids get to come in and pick just whatever their favorite color is, their favorite style, whatever. And they are so excited, and the smiles on their faces and just their energy is amazing. It's indescribable. You have to be there to really experience it.
Yeah, I would imagine that just getting to see a brand new coat and getting to pick out your very own coat, that must be a really exciting day.
It is, and for, you know, it, for context, a lot of a good number of these kids, they've never owned anything new. You know, they've a lot of them, you know, their parents are in financial situations that they've had pass me down clothes and things like that, or nothing at all. So to be able to get, I think, something new and have ownership of that and something you get to pick, not only are they happy in the moment, I think it helps with confidence. And in being at school and being in their learning, and it also, you know, serves a practical function that, you know, they're comfortable and they're warm and they can show up to school ready to learn without being soaking wet. Or, you know, we talk with the teachers, and, you know, these amazing teachers in these programs, they spend a lot of their own money on some of these resources because they know that, that the kid being cold, wet, and uncomfortable is a barrier to learning. So, you know, a lot before we came along, a lot of them were just spending their own money, personally taking care of this to try to help, you know, fill that need within the community. So, you know, we're just thankful that we can play a part and trying to help these kids.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Robert Capuniai with the Portland Fire Local 43 and the Coats for Kids program. When you take these coats into the classrooms and you see these big smiles on kids' faces, what does it also do for their self-esteem?
Absolutely. You know, like I was saying, to walk out of that room, they can walk with their head held higher, you know, and I can speak about this from personal experience. You know, I grew up very poor. I grew up in the projects in New York, actually. And, you know, I know what it's like to go to school with, you know, ripped up clothes and, you know, just kind of making do, or, you know, getting hand-me-downs from my cousins or whatever, just to be able to make it to school. So I know the feeling of the confidence that you get when you have something new and you have that ownership of like, this is mine. And I think I look good and yeah. I'm proud of what I have. And if you haven't had that experience, it's hard to quantify for somebody who hasn't had that experience, but I can tell you from personal experience, it makes a huge difference.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's probably just so great to see these kids just so excited.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it is so, you know, we get to act like kids. It's the best part of the job is we get to, you know, hang out with the kiddos and we get to act like kids too. So it brings us all back to that moment and just their excitement also of it being firefighters that are there sharing that experience with them. And we always bring a fire rig with us. So not only do they get their coats and they're, you know, sitting on top of the world as far in that moment for that, then they get to go outside And we have crews waiting outside to, you know, hand out stickers and show them the rig and talk about fire safety. And they just, you know, I think the teachers are just as excited because they turn into little kids too. So it's an amazing experience for any, both our volunteers and all the teachers and the kids as well. So, you know, it's something that I just never want to not be a part of.
Yeah. Do the kids, when you guys show up in, with the fire truck, do you let the kids kind of climb all over it and see what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It would be criminal if we didn't.
And the teachers probably get to do it too, don't they?
The teachers do. They start putting on helmets and they start taking pictures. And but, you know, our crews love it too. You know, it's, we see a lot of, there are a lot of things we see within our career and with, over the span of our career that are sad and that are traumatic. And, you know, we stay professional and we do our jobs, and the crews in Portland are some of the best in absolutely in the state. And we run the most calls of any agency in the state, and have the most hazards. So to have these moments where we, you know, it's almost a stress relief for us as well to get to see these good times, to get to see these happy moments. Yeah. So our crews love it, the community members love it, and the children love it. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a great program.
Yeah. You and I talked about the Coats for Kids program last year about the same time, and the need was pretty great last year. What kind of need are you seeing out there this year, this time of year?
Well, you know, I think, and I'm sure your listeners can relate that everything's becoming more expensive, and everybody's feeling a little stretched, and, you know, and it just exacerbates that much more at the lower income levels when food is more expensive and things, and families are going to are having to make choices between, you know, needs and necessities. And so, you know, we've seen not just an increase in the need, but also, the population of children within the programs are growing because Portland's growing. So there isn't ever a year, even in the best economic conditions, that the need isn't increasing. So every year we try to outdo ourselves for fundraising efforts. And like I said before, and just can't tell you how thankful I am for yourself and for KGON for last year. In your fundraising efforts, your organization really helped make it possible for us to serve all the children in Portland within those programs, which we hadn't been able to do before. And we hope to meet that need again next year. But that need will increase even without considering economic issues, that need is going to increase just because the population in Portland is increasing.
Right. That totally makes sense. Yeah. One way that listeners can help out, one of our Odyssey Portland radio stations here, KGON, we're really getting behind this Coats for Kids program, and we're raising money. So if you want to make a donation, you can just go to KGON.com, and then there's a big Coats for Kids banner right in the center of the screen. Click on that and you can make your donation. Our goal this year is $15,000. We're almost there. It's amazing. And we've only been doing this since the 1st of December. So we're up to over almost $13,000 now. So we just need a few more people to make a donation. We can hit our goal. We want to surpass our goal too, which would be really fantastic and give the Coats for Kids program a big wad of cash. That would be awesome. So again, that's KGON.com. What other ways can people help out?
Yes, sir. Well, certainly anybody could, if they were to look up Portland Firefighters Local 43, if any of your listeners would like to be involved as volunteers to come to the schools and help fit the kids for their coats and get to see those smiles on their faces, they're certainly welcome to go to our union's main page, which is, you know, you Google search Portland Firefighters Local 43. And there will be a contact us link, and just send your interest and that will get to me, and I will certainly get you involved, because there's 14 programs across the city, and we do it over a 2 or 3 day period in November. And I'm always interested in finding anybody who would like to volunteer to help these kiddos because it just helps the process go smoothly. To the donation link part, I would just say, you know, again, I can't thank KGON enough for this. But to your listeners, every single dollar, there's not a single administrative or overhead cost or any kind of cost associated with running it. Everybody who's involved in the program, myself and the people who help me, all do it as for volunteer. We just put our own time into it. So every single dollar that's donated goes towards buying a coat through a company called Operation Warm that makes great quality coats specifically for these types of purposes. And their goal is to try to clothe every child in the country. And we partnered with them about 10 years ago. And that's been an amazing resource for us. So just so your listeners know, and anybody who has interest in donating any kind of money, every single dollar goes towards buying a coat for a child.
That's so great. What a nice thing to hear. So the money that you're raising right now is going to buy coats for next year. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So as soon as we get done with our handout day, which happened last month in November, we immediately start, you know, I immediately start our fundraising efforts to be prepared for next year. So we'll fundraise all the way through about July of next year. And then come set so that we understand kind of what our resources are. And then come September, then we start getting get the information from the Head Start programs, the early learner programs, to figure out how many kids and what the need is. And then we try to reconcile those two things, to make sure that we can meet the need.
That's awesome. So you get to do this year round, which is probably just keeps a smile on your face year round, right?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. I do, you know, because even within our fundraising efforts, you know, we have, you know, your agency, which is an amazing partner. But as within our own fire bureau, we have various events through the year. You know, we'll have a golf tournament for, you know, firefighter golf tournament where, you know, a bunch of firefighters come together and spend a bunch of money playing golf and competing against one another. But all of the proceeds go towards the coats for kids, or, you know, we'll have special dinners at restaurants and things like that. So we continue this. So for us, it's kind of a double benefit of both raising money and doing something for our community, which is kind of built into all of us. It's why we do the work. But also it's an opportunity for us to spend time together and build those bonds. So everything about this program is just amazing for me.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask too, why do firefighters support this program so much? Why do you guys do what you do?
Well, you know, and you'll hear this in other contexts, but if you were to look at the core of any of us that do this work, ultimately what it boils down to is we're problem solvers and we all have a desire to serve. Those are the two basic premises for any firefighter, and I would also say police officer, but any public servant is that's your two basic premises. And for us, we see a need in the community. Okay, how do we solve that problem? What is the need and what can we do about it? That's how our minds work. And then we put that determination into action. And so that's how this program was developed. Our members saw a need, saw a problem. What's the solution? Now we're going to put action to get to that solution. So for us, it's just a way to serve the community, another way.
Yeah.
And in a way that doesn't involve anybody being hurt or anybody having the worst day of their life. It's a positive way for us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I think you want to be involved in the community, and this is a great way to do that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
What's in the plan for the future of the Coats for Kids program?
So, you know, if our fundraising, and I'm always looking for any other corporate sponsors or any individuals that would like to help sponsor this. My goal for the program is to keep growing it, because there's more of a need than just coats. There are things within, and I'd like to expand beyond the early learners program. But shoes for kids that come to school with wet feet, or, you know, a simple thing, something as simple as having a supply of socks for the teachers. That's something you don't really think about, but they talk about their students arriving at school that had to walk because there was no bus service for them. And, you know, they arrive, and we live in Oregon, very rainy, wet winters, and they'll arrive to school with wet shoes, wet socks. And it's very hard to concentrate in class when you're uncomfortable. So the teachers, being the amazing people that they are, they spend their own money, and they all have supplies of socks that they have at the school for students that show up, and they have wet feet, and they take their shoes and socks off, and they go dry their shoes, and they give them a pair of socks to wear so they can, you know, at least get around school and have their feet warm. There's a number of different avenues that we've discussed within the program of how to expand and how to continue to meet the need within our community, responsibly within completing our original mission, obviously. So I would like to see the program expand first to start to include more children. So I'd like to expand into the kindergarten programs within Portland. Look at the need within the community and see where we can make an impact.
Always doing such great work, you guys. It's amazing.
We try. We try.
Well, you're doing a good job at it. You're. And if you're listening and you'd like to make a donation, you can go to kgon.com and just find the Coats for Kids program banner right in the center of the screen. You can click on that and make a donation. Help us reach our goal of $15,000. And get lots of coats for kids, right? That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. And to your listeners, thank you all so much for anyone who has donated already. And thank you so much for anyone who's considering it. We truly, truly feel blessed, and we just appreciate it so much.
Well, keep up the good work.
I appreciate you, Gary. Thank you very much.
We've been talking today with Robert Kupuniai with the Portland Firefighters Local 43 and the Coats for Kids program. Thanks, Robert. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you, Gary. You as well, my friend.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.